To you from Soundcheck Studios. I'm here with Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. And my buddy Sean. What's going on, Sean?
Hi, I'm Brian.
It's funny because it's true. And then Chanel, you look different. Did you do something with your hair?
Yeah, I changed my hair. I changed my whole body type. Mm-hmm. Changed my personality. Changed my name. My name's Carly, by the way.
Carly.
I'm also not a host. I do marketing. A lot of things are different, but hey, I'm Chanel. Good to be here with you guys.
Carly is filling in for Chanel
with us today.
For Chanel. And we have some guests, we have the hosts and runners and managers of the Mad Tea Party Jam with us. What's going on, guys?
Hello, I'm Guy Taco.
Hey, Taco.
Hi, I'm Elise.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks
hello.
For joining us. Thanks for
Thank
joining
you for
us.
Having
Thanks
us.
For
of
having
course.
Us.
Now, speaking of, well, Chanel's in Mexico right now.
Chanel's in Mexico.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So we get to be here. Yeah.
And Sean just had a burrito.
Oh my gosh, so we're almost
Maybe
in
we
Mexico.
Have a taco.
No, we got a taco. Where my nacho at?
I think John might have got nachos.
Nacho day, man.
I like how you start all the shows like an AA meeting.
for food.
Like, hey, I'm Derek. We got some new folks here tonight. Like, do any new folks want to come on telling us stories about your dealing with alcoholism?
Is this not that?
My name is Tonto. I'm bad shit
crazy. It's not Tuesday, man. Oh, yeah, it is Tuesday.
I was hoping to work through some issues tonight.
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday, you're right. That's Wednesday.
Sorry.
That's tomorrow night. That is tomorrow night.
Step one, I'm powerless over everything.
Yeah. I forgot my day planner. I'm sorry.
Including self.
I am powerless over nachos. That's I gotta say.
Very good.
Where'd
very
you
good.
Guys come from?
You guys drove here from somewhere.
From West
by God, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Gave Taco a couple heart attacks on the way here, but he was good.
I didn't say a word.
You didn't.
I did not say a word.
I appreciate that.
So what, with the driving or something?
With the driving.
Yeah, you know, she's legally blind.
No, I do wear glasses.
Oh, no, I wear glasses.
The last time we came to Richmond was in the middle of the night, and she tried to drive through one of those little tolls,
mm-hmm.
toll gates.
Didn't
that
see
you guys
the toll
have
at all.
Of
just kept going.
Almost blew through.
I'm like, stop! You have to stop!
That's a good way to save a little money. In the short term.
Yeah, in the short term.
Have you ever thought of maybe like a walking stick like outside of the car, like a little feeler? Stick.
I need to work the system a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah. And then you could, turn signal with it like that, too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was when we concluded that she needed glasses. And when she had to renew her license, the guy was like, what does this say? And she's like, X.
They're all O's.
Well, you guessed 3 out of 10, so no license.
There's probably, generations being born now that won't ever have to drive.
That's true. Well, let's get to a little bit about what you do. Tea Party Jam.
The Mad Tea Party Jam. Well, you know, we run Appalachian Jam, which is the music magazine, and when we were first starting the magazine in our first month, we had an opportunity to interview the works. Well, let's go even further back.
We do have a couple interviews, so we don't have to get too detailed
okay.
now if you don't want.
Well, I mean, the
start at the very beginning.
The very beginning was our wedding had this Alice in Wonderland theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, the first year of the magazine, we interviewed the works, and I was like, yo, you guys should come to Shepherdstown, West Virginia, because, you know, every band that you love should come to your hometown, right? Doesn't matter how small it is. Well, it just so happened that their booking agent was there at the show, and they're like, oh, just talk to Owen. So you know, me and Owen put our heads together. I said, yeah, yeah, let's book you guys for the Opera House in Shepherdstown, West Virginia for 2 nights. And the venue fell through, and it happened to be on our wedding anniversary, which made it that much cooler. Mm-hmm. So we had to find another venue. We found another venue. It fell through. Found another venue. It fell through. Found another venue. It fell through. So next thing you know, there were six weeks left. So I called every realtor that I knew, which I happen to know a bunch of realtors. And I'm like, look, just find me a property where someone has been sitting on that just needs to make some quick money off of a single weekend. So next thing you know, I get this phone call the next day. This guy's like, hey, yeah, I heard you wanted to throw a party. I got some property. Yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's do it. And he's like, well, don't you want to look at it? I'm like, no, I need a piece of property. He's like, well, come out and look at it, which I did. And it was perfect. I mean, it was like a beautiful piece of property. It had a huge six-bedroom house on the property. You know, two ponds. I mean, it was a creek that runs through it. That's like a big creek, not like a little trickle, like a big creek.
Like flowing.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm like, man, I definitely want to get in on this. So we did it, except I only had 6 weeks to put this, you know, two-night run together we just kind of threw in six other bands, local bands, in and just said, well, you know, let's have at it. It's our wedding anniversary, mm-hmm. so it's either way, it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
So we had a couple hundred of our friends come out. It also happened to be the same weekend as El Derecho. I'm not sure if you guys remember that, but it was this massive storm. Yeah, that
like
came from Ohio, knocked out all the power in Ohio, knocked out all the power in West Virginia, knocked out all the power in Maryland.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I mean, it really. Johnny Neal from the Allman Brothers happened to show up that weekend. He was like, "Oh, I heard you have the Works coming out to play. Mind if I come out and play?" I'm like, sure. So, I mean, we did this huge acoustic set because the storm shut down the stage inside this big house. And then someone came up with this wonderful idea of, dude, you should do a festival next year.
Mm-hmm. And next likely step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't likely to me, but mm-hmm. someone else thought it was a great idea, and I'm not one to turn down a challenge. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And now this year will be our fourth year of our wedding anniversary turned festival.
Fantastic. That is all out for an anniversary. Like, some people go to, like, you know, Outback or something, you know.
Or
maybe Ruth's Chris.
The Delmonico this time.
Yeah.
It'll be their fifth wedding anniversary, so they're going to actually renew their vows on stage in
Very
front
nice.
Of everybody. And we're expecting
nice.
A pretty big crowd tonight. Not tonight. Festival.
For the, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Tonight you guys are missing it.
I mean, this year, last year was huge. It was a lot bigger than we initially intended, which, you know, we really like the whole intimate feel of a festival. I've been to probably over 150 festivals now. You know, I followed the Grateful Dead for 2 years, followed Fish for a tour, and so live music is a very old thing for me. Not old in a bad way, but I've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, the one thing that you really liked that I always loved was, you know, for instance, back in the 90s, Allman Brothers played Meriwether Post Pavilion, and they actually decided to all just sit on the edge of the stage at one point and just break out some acoustic instruments and just played a Whipping Post acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
That was just magnificent. It was like Sweet. The most intimate moment that I'd ever had with that band, and it's a band that I've seen probably 30 times now.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You know, because it was like, boom, you know, this is real shit, guys.
You go to WANI for their thing?
Oh, WANI is fantastic. Yeah. I haven't made it down to the WANI shows yet at all, but, you know, it's...
That was something that was so special about the first Mad Tea Party. It was just a couple hundred of us, and it was the Works, and the second night, because the first night the storm blew everything out, the second night they played... from, I don't know, like 7 p.m. until like 7 in the morning the next morning, just kept playing.
Yeah.
And it was just like a party, like all of us. And so that was really special because it was intimate and the band didn't really feel like they were on a job. It felt like they were on a vacation and they were at a party. And the whole tradition of them playing until 7 in the morning, I don't know if it's fortunate for them, but it's fortunate for all of the people that come to the festival, because now it's like every year you have to play a sunrise set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to like end the festival with this huge crescendo as the sunrise comes up, and it's a beautiful thing.
Is that Sunday morning?
Saturday.
Well, Saturday Sunday night, Sunday morning, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was one of my favorite parts of the Mad Tea Party last year was their sunrise set. It was
what,
just...
that sandstorm opener?
Yeah, it was epic. Yeah, it was really epic, and it's like you don't even hardly realize it's 4 in the morning, and the sun's coming up, and the band certainly doesn't act like it's 4 in the morning.
No.
And because of, like, it being a tradition out of desperation, it makes it just, like, so much cooler.
Yeah,
really
it's
special. One of millions of special things that happen at the Mad Tea Party Jam.
And that's the other thing, too, is, you know, we make sure to bring bands in that are all familiar with each other and friends with each other. And, you know, we all have this relationship, which just turns into this, you know, naturally your fans of these bands feel like they're part of that family. Mm. And then, you know, the bands all feel like they're family. And then, you know, the promoter feels like we're part of, you know, we feel like we're part of the family with all these people. So all of a sudden you take something that, you know, usually there's this separation, that all of a sudden that separation is gone. And it's also our wedding anniversary. So it, you know, I had a booking agent say, you know, oh, don't take it personal. And I was like, of course I'm going to take this personal. This is my wedding anniversary. This is the most personal event of my life.
Yeah.
You know, this is the, for, you know, maybe
no
for
pressure.
You, this is, yeah, maybe for you, this is business. But for me, this is a very personal thing. And it is a very personal thing. And I think, you know, for me as a promoter of an event, it puts a lot more pressure on me in a good way to deliver something that is so much more than a typical event. You know, I want people to walk away from this event feeling like they're actually part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't, you know, most, I mean, you know, there's a lot of promoters out there that are in it for the money. Obviously, that's what a business is. You're in it for the money. What's the bottom line? With, you know, the thing is that, you know, a wedding is, it's not for, a lot of people think that the wedding is for the couple. It's not.
That's
for everyone else.
For me to dance and get down and get...
Open bar.
Yeah. Open bar. And maybe do the funky chicken later.
Maybe. But hey, guys, we do got to get to a break. We're going to play some music and some things, but we're going to be back more with talking to the guy and gal, more about this wedding turned into this much larger thing here on Radio Rub Room. Oh, we do have an event tomorrow. It's not a wedding. But
nobody's getting married tomorrow?
What happened to
my groom?
No one that I know is, but...
God damn it.
Tomorrow we do have a little shindig at Emilio's with Kanika Cook, Loxodona, Nick Perea, and the Alberts. Alberts just released an album last week. It's really good. So come and check them out with their new album. Right now we're going to hear from Kanika Cook with Fever here on Radio Rubberoo.
Never knew how much I loved you. Never knew how much I cared. When you put your arms around me, you give me fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night, yeah. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something that you should know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Ba da 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 da, ba da 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 da, ba da 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 da. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something that you should know. Beaver isn't such a new thing. Beaver started long ago. Beaver! Oh, you give me that Beaver, yeah. Beaver, yeah. Beaver. Oh, you need to get that Beaver. Get that we got that Beaver. We got that Beaver.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 21.1. Grow a mullet, unibrow, or rat tail.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch.
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
John Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML.
CSC.
Java.
PHP.
HTML.
And web development.
J-O-N-L-E-E. Design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Develop yourself.
All right, we are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. And we're talking to the folks behind the Mad Tea Party Jam, which we have just learned is their wedding anniversary. Congratulations. Jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Belated and in advance.
It'll be 5 years. Five years this June.
Now, you said the first one you had about six, seven, eight bands?
Yeah, we had six bands, I believe.
Six bands?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was six bands.
People's Blues of Richmond was one of them.
Yeah, People's Blues of Richmond.
One of the first
actually,
six?
Yeah, and they actually, they had another festival going on in Gore, which is actually on the same creek as us, Back Creek.
Did they paddle down? Or?
I mean, it's literally like, they were like this other... It was called Nomadic Roots Festival, and they were upstream in Gore, mm-hmm. Gore, Virginia. And Papadocia was actually playing. So, you know, there's this big Ohio band out there, and there's an Ohio band at ours. And but People's Blues of Richmond, they had to do a set there. And they're like, dude, can we use your Jeep? I'm like, yeah, sure, man. You know, no problem, whatever. Just get it back to me. They're like, okay, no problem. And it broke down.
they have bad luck with vehicles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Funny your Papadozio story. You know, Possum Nathan.
Yeah.
Well, we went to middle school together, right? And he had been living in Ohio for a while, and he's like, hit me up. He's like, I'm coming through Richmond. With this band Papadozio, I'm doing lights for him. At the time I was doing open mic at Bailey's. I was like, I can, you know, book him a Saturday night at Bailey's. Like, this is, like, crappy bar on the south side. And I'll open up for them. And so Papa Doza came. That was before, like, they were Papa Doza.
I was going to say, they were willing to do that?
And, I don't think they were super happy about it, but they still owe me a speaker cable, too. Like,
I'm not going to get that.
But,
holler Bo about that.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, and then next, about a year later, I'm at All Good, and they're direct support for Primus. And I'm like, holy shit. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should have got them a better gig. Probably should have, it was short notice, though. It was like a couple days notice.
Yeah, they played last year at the Tea Party, and it was a really great time because, we thought about that, the fact that, these guys were playing at for the first year just down creek, and now they're here. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, that happened with Papa Dev for me that was really, really awesome is prior to the Tea Party, we got a chance to interview them for the magazine, Appalachian Jamwich. And I was interviewing Mike Healy. And, one of my favorite questions that I always ask is, what's your dream venue? And he was like, oh, Red Rocks. I'm like, man, everybody picks Red Rocks. Mm-hmm. Occasionally get a Madison Square Garden. Larry Keel throughout the Coliseum in Rome.
Yeah.
That'd be an experience.
Yeah. That's where, Pavarotti performs.
Well, it was really cool, though, because...
You don't want a thumbs up there, though, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Bad thing. Yeah. Thumbs up,
not
bad
good.
Thing.
Oh.
But last year, when they announced their Red Rocks, their first Red Rocks performance, mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, man. Like, I remember, talking to Mike about that and how that's, your dream. And for me, that was really, really cool to really, you hear that from somebody, mm-hmm. Oh, it's my dream to do this. And all of a sudden to see it come to fruition was really, really, it was awesome,
And that, so starting with six bands, but I guess what I was getting at is how many we got on the bill this year?
This year we have 51.
51.
That's all.
So, which is actually scaling back from last year.
Yeah, last year we had 67.
Okay, Sean, I need you to do the math on that for me. How many more is that?
How many more?
Yeah.
51, right? 45.
45. Thanks, Sean. That's what I need.
Yay, math!
Yeah.
Yeah, so last year we had 67 bands, and we had an EDM tent, and it really, the EDM tent, every time we went down there, there weren't that many people down there. And, we just kind of came to the conclusion that why are we doing this when we could just have less bands, give some of these bands longer set times, and really, because I felt like I cheated. I always like to make sure that whenever I'm propping a band up on a stage, they're getting the attention that they deserve, mm-hmm. And so when a band isn't getting that kind of attention, I feel like I kind of cheated them. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the reasons why we got into this was to try to uplift and put focus and spotlight bands that should be getting attention. People fail to realize that, a lot of your secondary or third tier bands, the only reason why they're not first tier bands is because honestly they don't have good sound. Like their mm-hmm. sound is great, but they're getting put into a bar or into situations where you don't have a good sound person, you don't have good sound
equipment. You're not hearing them at their best.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not the band's fault. It's just that's just the surroundings that they get. Mm-hmm. So, people have a tendency to overlook some of these bands. And then you have bands, like People's Blues of Richmond, which is a band out of Richmond, where it's like, look, you put these guys on the main stage like they got a chance to at Lock-In. Mm-hmm. You're getting this amazing performance out of these guys. Mm-hmm. And aren't you saying, where the hell have these guys been my whole life? Yeah, they've been at the bar down the street that you haven't bothered to pay attention mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. So, one of the things we're trying to do with the magazine, with the festival, is to try to uplift the music and arts communities where you're taking people that are generally looked over, that have all this talent, and you're trying to put them up in a spotlight with higher production. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on with the Tea Party, is to try to give a small festival environment much higher production.
So you have one main stage, no side
stages? No, we have two main stages and a third stage.
Oh, wow.
And this year our third stage is going to be the same exact size, same scale of production as our two main stages and our shotgun stages, one right next to each other. So, it's kind of like Barefoot, but with a couple thousand less people.
So one's breaking down, the other one's starting.
Yeah.
You said the first one was about, you said 1,500?
No, the very first one was only a couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
Yeah. The second year was like 600, 700. Last year, there were over 3,000 people on the property. It was a little bit rough to manage that kind of a crowd with what we were trying to do, and we felt like we bit off more than we could chew.
We also ran out of room because the rain made a lot of the camping areas, like, you just could not park a car there without it getting stuck. So we just had trouble fitting everyone in there comfortably. Like, we found places to put everyone, but it was a little bit of a challenge. So this year we want everyone to be comfortable, everyone to be accommodated, and we want to keep the kind of intimate vibe still, that everyone's family. So we're kind of cutting it off at 1,500 tickets this year. It's going to be a hard cutoff, which we had to close the gate last year. We had to, you know, close it and say we can't let any more people in.
Well, we didn't have to. We chose to.
It was Saturday. It was late.
We actually care.
It was late Saturday night, and I remember having a conversation like, should we or should we not? I mean, it was really late Saturday night when we decided to close it, and we're like, Yeah, I think it's best for everyone if we do. But that's a wonderful problem to have.
We only had a few people go away, man.
So you're not going to have the, what are you going to do? Are you going to do something instead of the EDM tent down in that space by the river?
Well, this year, what we're doing, you know, one of the things that we really had a lot of back and forth with some of our attendees with was, you know, you guys are really inclusive people, yet you have this exclusivity with a VIP area. So this year, our chill out, like our kind of, like your, like imagine if there was a VIP area for your GA, is gonna be absolutely amazing. You know, yeah, we still have our VIP sets of music, and you know, our VIP people will get 3 free dinners that we're catering for. But this year down at the creek, by the swimming hole, we're gonna have a really cool area for GA people to really chill out at and do some late night festivities at, and it's gonna be pretty intense. And I love surprises.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't tell everyone.
Yeah. No. So I'm not gonna get into the details of it, but I think that the GA crowd is gonna be super super happy with it. Plus too, you know, the other thing is that, you know, our third stage is in GA camping area, So you have music, you know, right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the other thing about the property. There's no part of the property that you can't be at within 5 minutes walking at a brisk walk.
That's always nice.
Yeah, and it's not like Marvin's Mountaintop where you had the massive hill.
God.
You know what I mean? Where you're like ankle dying. Breakers.
No, it is good exercise there.
Oh, it's great exercise.
Any festival is going to be good exercise.
Yeah, the old Allgood place. Like,
yeah. I went there. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 miles.
Yeah.
Like 90-degree angle. Yeah.
What I found worked good is walking up the hills backwards sometimes.
Yeah, that's
and alternating. And
exactly.
Then every 10 steps alternating.
Yeah.
You get it, like, alleviates a lot of
burn. I had crutches 1 year at Allgood. I went there with a broken ankle, and people were like, can I borrow those to get myself up? I'm like, I need these, and I'm not getting anywhere. Yeah. It was treacherous.
You know, it was nice of them to ask and not just take them.
It was really nice. Yeah.
There's something to be said.
Just knock it out. Yeah.
When you can have a 5-minute walk from your main stage and be in a 5-foot deep swimming hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's refreshing.
Oh, especially when it's, you know, 85 degrees plus. It's like, oh, that's living, man.
During the day, you either see people like standing in front of the stage or like nowhere to be seen because they're either like in front of the stage or at the stream. And so many people go to the stream. And last year I was hearing about people doing like Reiki sessions with each other, and everyone's doing like yoga on the stream, and like they were creating all of these, I don't know,
Karens.
What you call them, Karens. There's like rock sculptures. And everyone apparently haven't gotten a chance to go down to the swimming hole because I'm always so
busy. On their
busy.
Wedding anniversary, they can't party.
No,
obviously.
I don't get a chance to, but I hear all of these wonderful experiences and apparently some very deeply spiritual things go on down there, but also just everyone's like splashing in their funny little ducky inflatable tubes
and
being silly and having fun.
A photographer did a count on one of those pictures, and I remember 400 people down in the creek.
Oh, wow.
Which, yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, man.
It's a full blown party down there.
I'm trying to picture how big this creek is.
Well, on that note, we do have to get to another break, but we are going to play a band that is an RBA band that's going to be out at the festival this year. This is the Shack Band.
Oh, oh!
So with Brian's trying to picture himself. This is Picture Yourself by the Shack Band.
Oh, I like that segue.
Great song.
Radio Rubber Room. Bam.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue, because constipation is no picnic. This is Sean Austin the First. You may know me from my quintessential single-key keyboard album. Well, I'm working on a new project, the single-string guitar, and I'm recording it at Soundcheck Studios in Richmond at 905 North Shepherd in the Fan. If I could only tell you the things that go on at Soundcheck Studios, I would, but I can't. But it's amazing. You could find out for yourself at soundcheckstudiosrva.com. They got Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian.
That's Brian. He's been helping me with my new album. We accidentally discovered a new note. It's called M. So if you want to discover your own new things, head to Soundcheck Studios. Join the ranks of such illustrious musicians as myself, Sean S. Austin, the First. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call 804-453-2215. 804-453-2215.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Do you know those tasks you feel like you could complete in your sleep? Now you can with the new autopilot cookie that I inadvertently devised in Grandpa's tool shed. Sean's autopilot cookie is made out of sedatives, amphetamines, cookie, and a secret compound that separates two inside the body. It's crushed up bugs. The sedative helps you sleep. The amphetamine stimulates you physically and mentally, whilst the secret compound allows you to enjoy your rest and be extremely proficient at whatever life may bring your way. Have a task you need to accomplish that you are lamenting? Just eat one of my cookies, and in what will seem like moments to you, the task is completed and you will come to with a feeling of accomplishment. The sedatives wear off slightly before the amphetamines. Skip the whole morning routine. Come to showered with your teeth brushed? Hearty breakfast in your belly? Who knows? You might even do the dishes. Skip work! Have too many emails to answer? Have a cookie. Spring cleaning? Have two cookies. You have a shed that you need to build? Have five cookies. I got a degree while having a real kick-ass dream. I don't remember 2014, but I woke up with a Nobel Peace Prize and I speak fluent Russian, which is great because I have a super hot Russian girlfriend now. Nostrovia! Warning, cookies are very addictive and there may be no way to break their cycle of use. I'm on them right now. Sean's autopilot cookies, made out of cookies and chemicals. Now available in double chocolate chunk. Have a memory you want to forget? Try my memory repressing brownies. Have a memory you want to forget? Try my memory repressing brownies. They're great.
We are back. This is a Radio Rubber Room. We are at Soundcheck Studios. And don't forget, you're probably going to be listening to this for the first time on Wednesday or in the future. But if you are listening on Wednesday, come join us tonight at Emilio's for Kanika Cook, Loxodona, Nick Perea, and the Alberts. We will be there hanging out and listening to some good music. So where were we? Where were we? We were... Oh.
At the river, maybe?
At the river. We were splashing in the stream.
Yeah.
Picturing ourselves.
Building rock towers.
Rock towers.
Those things creep me out, man.
Rock towers?
Yeah. I don't know. They always catch me off guard.
So beautiful.
They'll call me crazy.
Now,
but
people make them. They don't just appear.
I know.
But that's what freaks them out.
But that's what freaks me out.
Who is stacking rocks? It's aliens!
It's like, who does that?
Sean, well, do you ever find, will you look up what the phobia is for a fear of rock towers?
Yeah.
See what this is. See if there's actually maybe like a treatment or something.
Geostacking phobia.
Yeah. 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 Like, build a teepee out of branches, but damn you if you stack rocks.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Year too, the thing that I'm really excited for this year was we really reached out this year and kind of broadened. You know, before we kind of did as far west as Ohio and kind of stayed within the Mid-Atlantic Northeast, but this year we reached out. We have Ear Funk coming from New Orleans.
They're
which
awesome.
Is, yeah, they're an amazing band. They're actually playing New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is no small feat. And we also brought another band at Reno, Nevada, Jelly Bread, which is just, I heard a friend of mine sent me a video and I was just hooked. I was like,
how appropriate is that for a Jamwich event, having jelly bread.
Wow. And then, you know, we also have Rising Appalachia.
I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
Which is also out of Louisiana. Cool. And yeah, the fact that Rising Appalachia, Appalachian Jamwich, I mean, there's definitely that feel. But we've really reached out this year, and I think that this year we have bands from every major music festival in America, which was no small task to get done. But it's nice because we've built a lot of these relationships with these people, and it's great when you're talking to these bands and their booking agents, and they're like, look, the band really wants to make sure that they make it this year. What do we have to do to get that done?
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking in the break, how do bands that want to be on it maybe in future years get a hold of you, get on the festival?
The best way is, honestly, make sure you hit me up by September, e.olms1@gmail.com. That is the email to have for getting on the Tea Party. And,
or you can go to this Facebook and this website. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Please go to the Get Involved tab on our website. That'll have information on how to get a hold of me, Elise, information on how to get a hold of him next year, as well as how to volunteer, how to become a sponsor.
Hoop Troop.
Hoop Troop. We have a Hoop Troop contest going on right now. Get your videos in. I think it's the first week in April that you have to apply, so hopefully it gets warm and you can get out there and start making some hooping videos.
And that does not just apply to girls.
I was gonna get one in soon. It's not, you're not gonna like it, but it might make your day.
Please submit it. I love getting hooping.
Or you might
videos.
Be like, don't ever. You might block me. Like my email.
One of our first submissions was by a guy, and I mean,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
Joshua Vibes.
I am
shout
super.
Very
and
impressed.
Last year we had a guy that was in the running, you know. Mm. I mean this. I mean, yeah. Bottom line is, I mean, if you're good, you're good. Whether no matter what tools you have.
It might even be, you know, like some new creative things. But you know, I don't know.
But we picked three winners, so you've got a pretty good chance of winning if you apply. I mean, three winners, and we pick our Hoop Troop workshop instructor, as well as some other performance artists that will be performing at the festival to help judge the videos. But volunteers are very important and essential as well.
How do you do that? Your website? Get involved.
Get on the Get Involved tab of the Mad Tea Party Jam website, themadteapartyjam.com. And there's an application that you can fill out there, an email to get a hold of. You only work two shifts. And our
two shifts over the whole weekend.
Yeah, so that means you get a whole day off and you have a lot of fun. Everyone that works has a lot of fun. Everyone becomes family.
The other thing, the other tab too to check out this year. This year too, we started something that's really, really important to me. It's really important to Elise. It's really important to, I think, the future of music and art. We started the JAMA Scholarship, which is jamming for Appalachian multimedia artists. And it's this year, we're starting off in West Virginia. We're going to give one music student and one art student that's going to a music school or an art school $1,000 starting this year to go. And it's, you know, that's really important to me to make sure that nobody ever told me when I was going through college to pursue an art career. Every artist that I've ever known when they were going through art school, every musician that I've ever known when they're going through music school or just trying to make it in music, never really had a whole lot of people in their life saying, you can make a living at this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a whole lot of support. And I think that, you know, when you start vocally saying, and then when you're actually putting your money out there and saying, look, you can do this. Mm-hmm. It means a whole lot more to these kids than what they're getting right now, and that's something we're really trying to make happen this year. And you know, we want it to grow even more. Part of the proceeds are also going to creating this scholarship. Right now, it's not even a 501c3. We want to create it, turn it into a 501c3, which is a whole other bunch of legal fees and hassles. But I think it's going to be worth it. And I think that, you know, the long term view is that, you know, 10 years from now, we want to have two students from each state that inhabits Appalachia. So we're talking 24 different students every single year, getting money. Hopefully, you know, the goal is to be able to pay for their tuition. And you know, that's, for me, that's just super important. You know, we're not doing this to make money. If I was doing this to make money, it wouldn't be on my wedding anniversary. It wouldn't. We'd be doing a lot of things differently. But you know, for us, the reason why we started the magazine, the reason why we're doing this, it's very love based, and we love music, we love art, we love supporting both. So incorporating this scholarship into it, and being able to spread it throughout the whole Appalachian region, because it's, you know, the Appalachian region, there's so little hope in a lot of these communities. So the last thing these music students and these art students, you know, are ever thinking is that they're going to get some extra money to pursue a dream. And I just really, really believe in this, and I'm hoping that, you know, it's something that we can get more people involved with. So if you can, when you go to the Mad Tea Party Jam website, there's a little tab up there. Click on JAMA, find out a little bit more about it, and there's even a little give a donation button.
Yeah, you can donate, but even just coming to the Mad Tea Party helps us reach that goal, because we're going to be donating a portion of the proceeds to go towards that fund.
Well, very cool, very cool. We do have to get to another break. And we were talking about some of the bands up and down the East Coast. This is actually a band from my birth city.
Ow!
Up in Buffalo, New York.
Birth city.
Yeah, my birth city. This is like my adopted city. But this is Aqueous with Marty, and they will be at the festival this year. So yeah.
Two sets!
Here they are on Radio Rubber Room. And also in this break, you're going to be hearing from the Will Overman Band from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Blue. Hey, dude, I was just going through your records, and I noticed this VHS tape that says, "To Past Sean from Future Sean." Did you ever watch this?
Nah, it wouldn't fit in my laptop.
Dude, we need to get a VCR.
I got this giant cassette tape player.
Sean, that is a VCR.
Well, upload this. Is it buffering?
Future Sean was not kind. He did not rewind.
Greetings. This is Future Sean, or as I am now known, Shostantanium. And if you're watching this, that means Derek finally found this VHS tape in Past Sean's record collection.
How did he know that?
Because I'm Future Sean, and I once was Past Sean, and I was there.
Check out Future Sean's sweet robot arm.
Sean, you weren't interested in this at all? I wonder why he didn't send it to me.
Because I, Future Sean, knew that you would watch it too soon, Derek. The time is now for you to hear the warning.
Present Sean is bored.
Sean, Future Sean is trying to tell us something.
I don't know what went wrong or exactly what happened, but I know it was bad. I can tell you, if you don't change certain things now, the future is doomed!
Dun, dun, dun!
I wonder why he didn't tell us anything more specific.
I can't say anything more specific, Derek, because I can't remember.
That still freaks me out that he answers me. Why is he using all of those weird effects on his voice?
Because it's the future! Oh, Derek, I wish I was there right now. I miss you so much. I only have time for one more question.
Is there club sandwiches in the future?
Yes, there are still club sandwiches!
Wait, what happened to me?
I'll be sending back more communique. Help me, Passion. You're my only hope.
What's a communique?
It's a big cassette, Sean.
It's Shostantanium now? Well, that was a waste of time.
What are you talking about? He obviously implied something really terrible. Did you see his robot arm, Sean?
Well, I think I'm gonna get some pizza.
Let's do Chinese. He said to change things.
What do you think of this shirt?
Here, I'll wear it. You take mine.
It's kind of tight on me. Can you drive?
Let's walk. Sean, we really need to change things.
Man, giant cassette tapes are cool.
Sometimes it's hard for me to wind down after a long day of working on Radio Rubber Room.
Man, I'm so jacked up on coffee right now I can't sleep, eat, or even take a seat on the couch. Not even for a moment.
I'm paranoid. Are you recording this?
Do you sometimes find it hard to relax? Your mind is running, and you can't chill out on the couch and just forget about the day? New from Spoof Co. comes Relaxation Juice. Take just one sip of Relaxation Juice and forget about your troubles from the day.
It has like a slimy texture with leafy chunks in it.
Man, it tastes like the jungle just roundhouse kicked my face.
It's pretty good, actually.
Made from the most natural of ingredients and pharmaceutical chemicals.
Man, I'm so relaxed. It's like the couch is becoming me.
Whoa, Sean.
When did you get here?
I'm freaking out right now.
How do I know if I am me?
I don't know anything anymore.
Relaxation juice is made from a highly dangerous combination of dangerous chemicals, making it illegal to create, possess, and consume this product on 6 6/7 out of 7 continents.
It's like I can't even tell that my body is a part of me. I'm paralyzed, man. I gotta get away from this llama.
Help me!
I feel like all the atoms inside me are boiling and crashing into each other. Am I a part of the universe anymore?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm so relaxed.
Seriously, do not come into contact with relaxation juice in any way. Relaxation juice may cause hallucinations of llamas, angryon, termites, wooden shoes, and
Optimus Prime.
Relaxation.
have to keep licking my pen and keep writing these words about you. Song's as long as a call of the whippoorwill. One that calls at night outside your window. In the darkness, that's my stone on your windowsill. Sing like the whippoorwill. I am calling, you will never be alone. Though I'm gone, I'm close. In the darkness, hear my song. Though I travel, I am never really gone. Warm and the leaves fall down.
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV Helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV Helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like.
Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Advertise your business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
Ear holes.
You are listening to the Mekong Express.
This is Radio Rubber Room, coming to you as always from Soundcheck Studios, in a basement in an undisclosed location somewhere in Richmond. Actually, it is a disclosed location. You can just go to soundcheckstudios.com, RVA. Wait.
That's correct.
All right, yeah. Something like that. Google it. Just Google it. Just Google it.
Use the Google Matron.
Use the Google thing. I use Bing, actually, because I'm an internet hipster.
You what?
But yeah.
Ooh. Bang it out.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, except me, because I'm an internet hipster.
Yeah, Bing that
shit. Is that what the hip kids do nowadays?
Yeah, I use Bing and Friendster, and
the
that's
hipsters
it.
Actually use Friendster. Ask.
Do you guys use dial-up?
Oh!
That'd be super hipster.
I do.
Can I send you a fax?
An AOL?
You can send me a fax.
Nice. Can I beep you?
I don't even know what that is.
A beeper?
Oh, pager.
Oh, pager.
I think pagers should come back.
That'll be hip.
Call me, baby. You want to beat me?
You're just going to get poked.
I'm going to IM people again.
Oh, back in the day.
And you just send each other messages, stuff? But like,
yeah. Your password numbers. Yeah, your WAV messages is your first, I remember that. Status update.
Yeah, that's the OG status update. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Are you pointing out multiple conversations all at one time?
Yes.
What were you guys talking about?
Sending each other messages on pagers.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Instant Messenger.
Oh, AOL Instant Messenger? Yeah.
You remember your way message?
Mine were all emo lyrics.
Really?
We're like, oh, yeah. I'm cutting myself.
Right. Remember Clever Bob?
Yeah, it was like your first status update. You know, it's like the first ever status update. It's pretty crazy.
I wonder if people still use that. AIM.
I think some people, like, I had used that in my first job, like, which was in the 2000 era. We used AIM for everything.
AIM was legit.
Yeah.
Oh, like, how many years is it going to be before one of those, like, AOL discs is, like, valuable?
Oh, no, that's now. That's happening. That's a
I have
thing.
One of the free AOL discs I got in a Blockbuster in 1996.
Oh, my gosh. Sell it on eBay.
It's worth a fortune now.
Where you put this
It
in?
Says you get 6 months for free. I mean.
Oh, shit.
That's the highest quality of free month right
six
there.
6 months of that's like dial-up.
Yeah. Half a year, almost.
It's AOL 7.0, too.
Whoa.
Goodbye.
How late did how many point O's did AOL actually get to?
I don't know.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm
seven,
sure.
Was it seven?
I'm pretty sure they're still making seven. AOL. I think AOL is not a dead organization.
Is it like something just like your grandma uses?
Probably.
Or something? Or
something like that.
Like grandma
uses
it?
They use like Vista or something.
Mm-hmm. MSN. MSN.com.
MSN, definitely.
Like, the next generation Netscape. Uses whatever internet service provider they have. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom's is, like, something at comcast.net. That's her email.
They make you sign up.
Yeah, like, if she's just like, that's it now. That's my email now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should all set them up. AIM accounts.
Let's bring accounts. It back, let's dude. Do it. Let's bring it back.
Starts, like,
bring
right
it
here.
Back.
Screen names were such a creative medium.
In MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea.
My first name was Flower Geocities. Girly.
MySpace still exists. But if you have a music page, like, all your stuff is still there. But if you had a personal page, like, everything's gone.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah. It's still, page is still there. But, and it's like a time capsule. It's like everything was frozen in time.
2004, cool.
Yeah, it's like going back and, like, it's like Pompeii. It's like everything is as it was. like
preserved.
You know, like there's just dudes laying there, like drinking.
All of the camera angles, though.
Yeah.
Like, before selfies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, way before selfies.
And you actually had a digital camera, and you're trying to like.
You had to like upload them. You had to like. You had to have. You like have a USB from your camera. Yeah. Those were the days. Yeah.
Since like since 2008, we've taken more pictures every minute than history.
I believe
that's a fact. Or is it like
that's a fact.
It is a fact.
Since 2008, that's when the change really transitioned, where we were taking more pictures than history.
Wow. I think the
now I don't think it includes after 2008.
Well, we've got our we're about to launch our new website, mm-hmm. and we're gonna have our blogs and stuff. So I started writing some blogs, just like to have some ready to go. And the first one is going to be on blog posts.
A blog
about a blog.
Yeah.
How hipster.
But I did find, and I binged the history of blog posts, so there's like information on like.
You binged
a blog about it.
But I feel like it's almost going to get to a point where it's just like journaling. It's like you're going to write a blog and it's just going to be like no one's going to read it because they're only reading their own blog.
Oh, did you have a teen open journal back in 2004?
That's what I was about to
say.
Oh
my god, I totally
teen
did.
Open journal?
I don't know if that is.
Journal. That was a, that was
a live journal.
Live journal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for teenagers to like yell at each other on the internet.
So like, so
this
like.
Is the OG trolling.
I think it's called a chat room.
Yeah.
Oh, chat room.
Oh, the BBS.
Yeah.
Bulletin board service.
Oh, and what was it called? Like some random person would hit you up, and they'd be like, "Hey, want a cyber?"
ASL.
Oh my
ASL.
God.
Yeah.
Oh. You're like, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Kind of.
Click, click, boom.
How do I type this while I'm? Never mind.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Nothing. You are original.
I know, stop texting me that, dude.
Now we have FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Snapchat.
So, videos. Videos. We were talking about videos in the break. You guys have videos of the projects every year.
Yeah, and this year we actually did a preemptive video, Mad Tea Party Jam 4 video.
Like just the space? Just like the
grounds. Well, it was, you know, a lot of people were really wondering, you know, what is the actual story behind it, and some friends of ours really pushed us towards it, like, dude, you have to do a video where you guys talk about what exactly the Tea Party is, and
Do you have, like, wedding video clips in there?
There's actually a couple pictures from our wedding, good, a bunch of stuff from the past. And there we're talking about our, you know, this year's Mad Tea Party, Mad Tea Party Jam 4, and we managed to do this video at Baltimore Soundstage while they were setting up for a Works show. So we had the Works there on hand, which have been there every year of the Mad Tea Party. So they actually also contributed to this this video of where it's basically their Brendan Sullivan is interviewing us. And it was great because we also have a business partner who's not here. He's actually currently in, I think, San Francisco right now. And nobody really knows about Danny King. He's our partner. He's our publisher of the magazine. He's the one person when this whole idea came about that really stepped up to the plate and was like, I believe in you guys. I think that this is a viable thing to do. And, you know, and he has really supported us, and he's been there every step of the way, and we love him to death. He's like a brother to me. And so it was great because in this video, like, he had a decent segment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was funny last year, you know, we're going through all these pictures. He's like, there's only one picture of me. He's like, one picture. I did all this work last year. There was only one picture.
So you're going to Photoshop him into more this year?
Like, exactly.
There you are.
I'm going to secretly give all the photographers like a little picture and then be like, yes. Look for this
Make
guy.
Sure it's that picture.
It's got to be that
Just
picture.
Just hold this picture in front of your camera every once in a while and take pictures.
Well, apparently it's got to be that picture. Because it's the only picture.
Yeah. And you know, well, that's the thing that's so great about him, though, is, you know, he's so genuine. You know, a lot of people, when they want to help out or do things, you know, everybody wants a little bit of recognition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here he's been here every step of the way for over 3 years and has never really...
He's doing it from the bottom of his heart. He really is. And his belief in us means everything.
And I think, too, it's his belief in the community. It's his belief in the music. It's love his belief of the in music. The art. And, you know, when you meet Danny and you hang out with him, like, you wouldn't expect that kind of depth from him because he's a rager. Yeah, he loves to party. Just
That's why he's not in many pictures, because he was always somewhere else. Yeah. Like, that's what happens sometimes.
And, you know, he's just such a genuine guy. He really does support so many wonderful things. And I couldn't ask for a better business partner. He's to be able to say that you trust your business partner to the utmost, that's a blessing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's hard to find people like that. And, you know, I probably should have called him, but he's having so much fun out west that I told him, I'm like, dude, I don't want to step in on your good time. You work so hard whenever you're back east. You
Does
know?
He have an Instagram or anything? Have you been keeping up with him in
San Francisco? Well, that's the thing.
He just generally lays low. Yeah. He's not even, like, that active on Facebook. Which is wonderful. Like, I try to live vicariously through him sometimes because it is...
Just hide behind him. Right. Not in the picture.
Well, it's funny. You know, we took him to his first live music show.
We took him to... Modest Mouse was the Baltimore, first show, and then we took him to Mountain Jam,
which was his first festival.
Which was the first festival, and it blew his mind. And he was like, "Man, hippie chicks are hot." I'm like, "Yeah, they totally are."
And the music's all right.
And he's been hooked by hippie chicks ever since.
Fantastic. We got to get to one more break. We're going to be back with some more talking you fine folks, but we got to get to a tune. Right now, this is the Kings. Just Kings with Strange Love here on Radio Rubber Room.
I bet I'll like it.
I'm already outside the club. Why y'all hating? Why y'all hating?
See ya, girl. Girl. Yeah. Hey, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Science has long shown that smoking looks cool, but it's not. Smoking is really, really bad for you. That's why I'm here to tell you about a new trend that not only looks cool, but is really healthy. Vegetable smoking. Vegetable smoking? What's that, you may find yourself asking? I roll my own cigarettes out of organic vegetables. It's how I get all of my vegetables. Vegerettes. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed. This cigarette's made out of broccoli. So healthy. I rolled it out in an onion. So healthy. You can smoke all sorts of vegetables, it turns out. Carrots, zucchini. I've been even experimenting with fruit like tomatoes and watermelons. I love smoking watermelon. I smoked a whole carrot earlier. Tomorrow I'm going with like a potato-y celery mix. You can pretty much smoke all your food. I smoke all my food. I smoked a blend of parsley and sage out of a green pepper that I grew myself. Then I smoked the green pepper. So healthy. Nutritious. You can get most of your nutrition from Vegerettes. I haven't eaten food in 6 weeks. Just smoked it all. Side effects of Vegerettes include anemia, scurvy, ennui, jaundice, chronic cough and red eyes, and nicotine withdrawals, discoloration of the cartilage, anger, wheezing, irritability, anemia, bloody lung cough, green eye, cravings for ranch dressing, and diarrhea. And constipation. Constipated diarrhea. Infrequent and unpredictable hallucinations. What's that? What was that? Vegerettes. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed.
Sean here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Sean's high def eye drops. They're great. They're totally amazing. Sure, watching TV and movies in HD is great. How about the rest of the world? Here, try them, Derek.
Ooh, tingly. It tingles.
You'll enjoy my high-def eye drops at the beach.
Dude, I can see Portugal from here.
Grocery shopping.
I can't find the beans.
They're in aisle 9, bro. You can't see them?
People watching.
Hey man, see that guy up there in the plane? I think we went to high school together.
Diagnosing friends' ailments.
I'm not gonna skirt the issue, man. Your liver is not looking good.
Spotting change.
Dude, how did you find that buffalo nickel? It was a foot under the ground. It's finds like these that are gonna pay for my college education.
My high-def eye drops are great, not just for watching sports, but for playing them also.
I can see what the quarterback is thinking. I'm unstoppable!
Not only do they make everything look great, but also increase vision by up to 9,087%.
I just discovered a new ring around Saturn.
With each drop, the resolution becomes more clear.
Pluto is a planet. With a moon. And 4 rings.
You'll experience real life in up to 4,700 megapixels.
I can see every word in every book ever written. Hey man, see that guy up there in the plane? I can see the entire internet. And I know what it's thinking. I have seen the future and the past. I have seen the meaning of existence. I no longer require a body. Objects no longer matter, and matter is no longer an object. To infinity plus one!
Dude, I can see Portugal from here. Hey, it's not out there in the plane. I can see the entire internet. I know what it's thinking. I can see the future and the past. I have seen the meaning of existence. I no longer require a body. Objects no longer matter, and matter is no longer an object.
Where is he?
He's seen too much. He's gone. Warning, do not take Sean's high-def eye drops with alcohol.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wago? We're a bank. You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in two lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
Are you $1? We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. If you wonder what we're laughing at, you can listen to the bonus features. No, I'm just joking.
A fistful of cash. That's all we're going to say.
Fistful of cash. Fistful of dollars.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you guys. So I've got one question that's really on my mind. Should everyone throw a festival for their wedding anniversary?
No! Absolutely not. Last year, we actually promised each other that we would not, that we would at least stay together. Mm-hmm. Like, at least be together at the festival. And it, we didn't even get in, we didn't even make it an hour.
Not even Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday we were apart. So, yeah, it didn't happen.
Do you guys, their production manager made them promise this year that they wouldn't, that he suggested no microphones at all for either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Radios.
No radios, no headsets.
So that they could enjoy themselves the whole time. Now, mm-hmm. I know that neither of them are going to allow that to happen, but maybe we can
moderate yourself.
6 to 8 hours radio.
You know, my favorite part of the fest for me, I mean, there's two things. One is when we do get a chance to see each other and we kind of...
Or like when your son played on stage with the Mantras.
Yeah, my son played on the stage with the Mantras. And also, you know, eventually someone talks me into doing some kind of emceeing where I get up on the stage and have something to say, and me and her get up there, and I get a chance to really look at this huge field of people that are just beaming, you know, just having this great time. And that's when it's worth it, you know, because just like we said earlier, you know, you don't have a wedding for you. Mm-hmm. You have a wedding for everybody else. And that's when it settles in for me. And that's, you know, and I want to just give everybody a huge hug, like just squeeze them. So I just make everybody, you know, I can't. So I just make everybody else hug each other.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's kind of a similar, like Sean, similar situation. Sean's birthday is on Christmas. And he's actually come up with a good solution coming up to get around that. We talked about it on the show a little bit last week, I think. Maybe you guys celebrate this. You know, this is your thing, but you want to explain it, Sean?
Sean's was?
No. It's on May 19th, it's my 10,000th day.
Oh, wow.
10,000 days.
So instead of going by years, because, you know, Jesus' birthday screws it up for him every year.
2,000.
Maybe you guys can do, like, you know, an actual celebration by yourselves on, like, 100th or, like, on a certain, like, day deadline.
That's a good idea, Sean.
Yeah, Sean's a genius sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to be close to it. No, you're over 1,000 days now married. So
that's
gotta,
3 years.
Maybe we'll do 5,000. Mm-hmm.
6 years. 2,000.
There you go.
5,000 days is 13 and a half years or something. Long. 10,
really?
I mean, I'm 27 and
there's other units in there. It could be like
10,000
days. Minutes.
10,000.
Yeah, there's minutes. Seconds. You can like find out on the internet how old you are and all these things. So, of course, I'm going to do 10,000 days. I'm going to do a billion seconds.
Now, would I find this by using Bing?
No.
Or would I? No,
to
I
hell
couldn't find
Bing.
This on Bing.
You couldn't find Bing on Bing.
And actually, if you type in Bing on Bing, it brings up Google. And then like second is like Ask Jeeves, I think.
Ask Jeeves.
That's
I forgot
true.
About
James.
Yeah,
what's
that
guy
thing?
Do?
I actually have a
He's
question.
He's an emoji now.
All right, for you guys.
Okay.
What made you guys start Radio Rubber Room?
Man, that's a long... It's been 4 years for us recently, too. I'm not sure how many minutes that is. No, we just... Radio Rubber Room just turned 4 years. Sean, you've been with Radio Rubber Room for almost four years. Yeah.
It came
out
very
early.
Episode.
Very the which up
20.
20 episodes in. So
even
Sean's practically the whole time. You know, Brian got involved when we relaunched. We took a year off, so just to put the music out there and make people laugh. you know?
Dig it. So far, it's been working great for me.
Fantastic, yeah. You know, platform, like we were talking in the, or like you were talking about before, the festival would be a platform to get those bands that sound quality they want, to get those mid-level bands that are coming up, if people just heard them more, heard them better, you know, it would change the game.
That's why I got involved. Because I heard their show before, and I was like, no, these bands are going to sound good.
Mm-hmm. On the show. No offense. Well, the radio station we're at had 3 microphones, room mic, so we've got a way better live sound here than we ever did. Nice. So yeah, same principle basically. Give that platform to those bands.
Right on. I mean, Richmond is it really is a for me. I mean, for us, it's a shining star on the East Coast. I mean,
we make sure our magazines hit Richmond every single month because it's very important to us, even if we don't make it down here. Thank God for Carly.
Yeah,
thank
you can pick for up being our little a free connect. Appalachian Jamwich at the Camel, at Beads and More, which is on Broad. I don't know if you guys know about the new Hetty Bead shop on Broad. At the Broadberry, at Carey Street Cafe, at the new brewery on Carey Street, which is called Garden Grove.
Super what?
Hetty, yeah.
No, it's really good. They're really good, actually.
When the hell did that happen?
Couple month ago?
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day they opened.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Carey Street.
Right on Carey Street. Like right on the, not quite Nacho Mama's far, but down that end.
Yeah. They've got a really good line.
Good nachos.
Really good line.
There's still
Nacho
a Nacho
Mama's. Carey Town? Nacho Mama's.
How late are they open?
Yeah, in Carey Town, Carey Street.
There's still a Nacho Mama's?
Yeah, there's still a Nacho Mama's.
They shut down years ago.
You can also get the Appalachian Jamwich at Canal Club if anybody goes all the way down there for some heady shows. Mm-hmm. There's lots of places. I'm trying to get it out there. And it's always free, and it's always full of awesome content. And it's all run by these two fantastic people. Wonderful, fabulous people.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've had a blast.
Thank you for having
us.
And I guess we'll be seeing you at the festival.
Wait, when is the festival? Yeah. We haven't even talked about it. When is the festival?
We're out of time, Carly.
Sorry about that.
No, go ahead. Yeah, let's throw that in there.
It's June 18th through 21st.
Yeah.
June.
I remember that because my parents' anniversary is on June 20th.
Man, you just have no luck with dates.
Wow.
Like...
Maybe I don't really celebrate my parents' anniversary. Like, thanks for getting married and having kids.
No,
awesome. You can send them a flower.
But yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Well, Sean, maybe you can throw a music festival for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, that'll be at the same time. Maybe you can just invite them to the music festival.
There you go. Other wedding anniversaries are very welcome. We'll celebrate with you.
We have people that get married there.
Yeah, we've had weddings there.
I'm a registered minister, so.
Minister Taco will marry you.
I would love that.
I wish we had more time.
To get married right here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been a blast. We look forward to actually coming in. Just going to be doing some video from the festival this year as well.
Oh.
We're excited to have you.
And we'll be there tagging along. So it's been a blast. We're going to have one more tune and then we're out. Brian's got some bands coming in tonight, so we've got to go. But this is The Killing Daylights with Starting Line here on Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room! We'll be right back.
To the sun.